This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Congressional leaders and the president are reacting to Thursday's briefing from intelligence experts about Russian bounties offered to the Taliban to kill Americans. The two top Democrats in Congress say any threats to U.S. troops must be pursued relentlessly. They are rebuking President Donald Trump after receiving a highly classified briefing about intelligence that Russia offered bounties for killing U.S. troops in Afghanistan. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer accused Mr. Trump of being soft on Russian President Vladimir Putin and distracted by less important issues. The president has called the reports of the intelligence assessments a hoax and has so far declined to address whether the U.S. has or will respond to Russia. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says this was handled incredibly well, saying it was taken seriously and handled appropriately. The number of COVID-19-related deaths worldwide jumped by nearly 5,000 within a 24-hour period, taking the total to more than 520,000. In the United States, the figures changed slightly, with more than 128,000 deaths. The number of infections continued to surge around the world and in the U.S., with more than 10.8 million confirmed infections globally and more than 2.7 million in the United States. The government is recommending that travelers wear face coverings during air travel and says airlines should consider limiting capacity on planes to promote social distancing, but it stops short of making new requirements. The Transportation, Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services Departments made the recommendations in a wide-ranging report about making the air travel system safer during the pandemic. More at voanews.com.